Welcome to Christmas Place, and thank you for tuning in to Christmas Radio. Good news, for 2022, the Candy Cane handout has been extended to Wednesday, December 28th. Please hand your cash donations to the volunteers handing out candy canes at the end of Wellington Place, or donate online.
Wow, what's going on here? Why are all these houses decorated with lights and cutout displays in their yards?
That's to cheer people up during the winter holidays. It's a neighborhood tradition with the goal to support community, charity, and childhood joy.
Well, how long has it been going on?
For decades, since the 1960s.
Well, how and why did it all get started?
Christmas Place started appropriately on Cripps Place. A neighbor on that street, Robert Spider Cantley, started making the wooden cutout decorations of cartoon and movie characters. He'd ensure his street was fully decorated, and he'd stand at the end of his street to hand out candy canes to visitors all December. As he handed out candy canes, he would accept cash donations from the visitors, and all the donation money went to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Over the years, more homes on nearby streets joined in, so Christmas Place was expanded to 5 streets and 90 houses. When Spider moved away in 2005, a group of neighbors formed the Christmas Club to carry on the tradition. More charities were also added, and the candy cane handout was moved to the end of Wellington Place.
Is it a nonprofit organization?
Yes. The Christmas Club is an official 501c3 nonprofit run completely by unpaid volunteers.
So what charities are involved?
The charities currently supported by visitor donations are the Leukemia Lymphoma Society and local charities SAVE, Safe Alternatives to Violent Environments, HERS Breast Cancer Foundation, Adopt an Angel for children in Alameda County's Child Protective Services, Ohlone Wildlife Rehab Center, the Fremont Family Resource Center, and Life Elder Care.
Now, I've heard about sponsorships. What's that all about?
Sponsorships are a win-win arrangement where an individual or business helps cover the costs of Christmas Place in exchange for positive publicity. Annual sponsorships are available at ELF or Santa level. More information is available on the ChristmasPlace.org website, and we thank Fremont Bank for their sponsorship of Christmas Place.
So how many streets and homes are involved?
These days, 90 homes are involved, which are on Cripps Place, Asquith Place, Nicollet Court, Wellington Place, Perkins Street, and the stretch of Nicollet Avenue between Gibraltar Drive and Perkins Street.
So when does it all get started, and when does it finish each year?
In recent years, putting up decorations starts the weekend after Thanksgiving, and the candy cane handout at the end of Wellington Place starts the second weekend in December, usually. The candy cane handout is every evening through Christmas Day. Most decorations stay up until after New Year's Day.
Now, this message can only be heard on the streets where most of the lights and cutouts are, and continue to repeat during the evenings that this event is open.
Yes, and tell others to come and visit and to tune into FM 103.1. Tell all your friends on Facebook and Twitter all about what's going on here and to join the festive fun.
How can I donate to these charities?
The most popular way is during the Christmas Place event by handing cash to the Candy Cane volunteers. Another convenient year-round way to donate is securely online on the ChristmasPlace.org website.
That's spelled www.CRIPPSMASPLACE.org.
How many people would you say come by every year?
We estimate over 20,000 visitors every year.
How many cutouts are there and who makes them?
There are around 300 wooden cutout decorations displayed every year. The decorations are handcrafted by local neighbors dubbed the Creative Works Department at the Christmas Club. One notable exception is the iconic Mickey train, a replacement built as an Eagle Scout project by Brian Schroll. Thank you for visiting Christmas Place. Tell all your friends to come and enjoy the festive fun and tune into Christmas Radio at 103.1 FM.
For a healthy and happy holiday, visitors are asked but not required to wear face masks, except those who wish to meet with Santa and Mrs. Claus must wear face masks. This year, visitors may walk around Christmas Place as well as drive through. Please do not park on Wellington Place or the other cul-de-sacs. Instead, park politely on other streets. Bathrooms are available in the businesses at the nearby Brookvale Shopping Center. Your consideration for the people who live here is appreciated. Without the neighbors' cooperation, we could not have this event. There are two bright red garbage cans at the end of Wellington Place. Kindly put your trash in there and not on our streets. Decorations will be lit up in the evenings through New Year's Eve. Now let's learn about how your donations help the local charities supported by Christmas Place. Joining us now is Judy Schwartz of the Fremont Family Resource Center, or FRC for short. Judy is the administrator of the FRC, a position she has held for close to 20 years.
Your funds, when we get them, and we're so grateful to get them, go to support the services and programs that we provide in the FRC division. These are social workers and financial coaches who work directly with families in need, helping them get back on their feet. And the funds that we get from you go to our urgent need fund. So we have a fund that we can use, that we can pay for things that families need directly that they don't have the funds for. What are those kind of urgent needs? It might be paying a PG&E bill so it doesn't get cut off. It may be a car repair so that the parent can get to work and get their child to school. Or it may be a night in a hotel for someone who has been discharged after surgery and is not, unfortunately, housed and has nowhere to go to recover from that surgery.
Joining us now is Tina Fernandez with HERS Breast Cancer Foundation. Tina Fernandez is the executive director, and she's been with HERS for 4 years.
Our mission is to support all breast cancer patients healing by providing post-surgical products and services, regardless of their financial status. And what that means and what we do is we offer several assistance programs for patients who are in need, those individuals who are underserved, whether they're low income, underinsured, or uninsured. HERS is there for them when they are facing breast cancer surgery. The types of products that we provide are specialty bras, breast forms or breast prosthesis for patients who have had mastectomy or lumpectomy surgery. We also provide wigs for patients who are experiencing hair loss related to their disease and their treatment. And then we also offer compression garments for patients that develop lymphedema.
With us now is Georgia Butterfield. She is a neighbor and president of the Adopt an Angel organization and has been with them from 1994.
We get a list of the children's names and three wishes, and then we appeal to the public to provide those three gifts to the children. And in some cases, the person who takes the tag is able to provide all three gifts, but in many cases, they can only provide one or two of the three. The biggest item that children ask for, obviously, is a bicycle. So the funds that we receive from Christmas Place, is the prime example, enables us to buy those bicycles. And we normally buy over 100 bikes every year. Every child who asks for a bike gets a bike. We are able to work with between 700 and 1,000 each year, and it's strictly due to the generosity of those who open their wallets and open their hearts and help us.
With us now is Jennifer Dalrau. She is the executive director of SAVE. Welcome now, Jennifer.
Funds raised from Christmas Place helps us in a lot of ways, but mostly helps us meet those immediate needs that survivors come to us with, such as helping a child get a new pair of pajamas when they come to our safe house, helping a parent who's starting a new job have new work clothes, or as we saw throughout the pandemic, bridging that gap as it became harder and harder for people to access safe house or shelter space, provide them with a motel and food so that even during a pandemic, no one is made to stay in a violent relationship.
Welcome. Joining us now is Angela Hartman of the Ohlone Humane Society's Wildlife Rehab Center. She is the program director, and she has been with the Ohlone Humane Society for 20 years.
As an example, when we have raccoons come out of home care when they're babies, by the time they get to us, they are in a habitat outside and they're considered juvenile raccoons. And it takes $400 a week to feed each of those raccoons. So without the donations from Christmas Place, we would not be able to do what we do. So we want to thank everyone for that. Thank you.